Christians in Pakistan are threatened but remain bold. Millions of Christians prepare to pray for the global church, and Native American young people get ready to take the gospel to their people. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Persecution against Christians in Pakistan has been turned up a notch. It's happening in Kursada, located in the Northwest Frontier Province. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
There's about 50 Christian families divided between two different churches. Last week, a letter was left at the home, outside the home of one of the Christians, basically saying, if you Christians don't convert back to Islam, then you should leave the city or face the consequences.
The deadline is May 17th. Nettleton says this region is dominated by Taliban-like radicals. He says the growth of the church concerns these Islamic leaders.
There is definitely a perceived threat by the growth of the church amongst the radical Muslims, amongst the Taliban people. So they see that church as a threat. This is their way of coming back and striking back against the Christians.
Pray that the threat won't be carried out and the believers will be bold in their witness. Next, harsh anti-conversion legislation's been making its way through Sri Lanka, but now it's on hold. The bill went through first reading, then to the Supreme Court, and then back to committee. Back to the Bible International's Sri Lanka director, James Kenaganayagam.
One thing that's probably going to keep it at that stage for some time is the pressure that came upon government by countries like the United States and United Kingdom not to bring this as a law. I know in the U.S., the Sri Lankan ambassador in Washington was called for a meeting.
That pressure is believed what caused the legislation to be buried in committee. Kenaganayagam is thankful because the legislation would have prevented Christians from saying anything fearful.
It practically stops us from saying the whole gospel. We can't talk about hell. We can't talk about the punishment of sin. In that context, we would all be guilty of breaking the law.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Millions of Christians around the world will join together to pray on May 27th during the Global Day of Prayer. Taking place on Pentecost Sunday, prayers are focused on repentance and healing of the nations. The Global Day of Prayer began in 2001 as a single gathering in South Africa. This year, believers from 220 nations are expected to participate. Those involved will be praying for all the nations to come to know the Lord. Go to our website to get more information. Meanwhile, Native Americans are reaching their own with the gospel. In a little over a month, they'll be meeting for training. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries on Eagle's Wings will be holding what they're calling their Warrior Leadership Summit Conference.
It is just for Native American young people, and all of our teaching is geared to the specific issues of trying to know and live for Christ in the toxic environment from which many of these young people come.
Hutchcraft is talking about the highest rates of suicide, drug, and alcohol abuse on the continent. He says the summit's important in seeing Native young people turn to Christ.
We expect about 700 to 800 representing 65 to 70 nations. And that out of that Warrior Leadership Summit, they will be able to go back to those tribes, equipped and challenged and trained to be warriors for their people.
They need prayer partners. Prayer kits are available. Go to our website. And the Southern Baptist International Mission Board will be remembering the Udmurt people of Russia. They're the IMB's focus on the Day of Prayer and Fasting for World Evangelization, May 27th. The Udmurti people are unreached peoples. Vladimir Kuznetsov is a National Jesus Film representative. To date, he's shown the film in 500 of the 2,000 Udmurtia towns and villages. Kuznetsov is praying more Russian believers will catch the vision for his people. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's giving away a free DVD for you to see what compels up to 10 million people a week to watch their TV broadcasts in the Middle East and North Africa. Get your free Sat7 DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.